You will hear a woman phoning the local council about an abandoned vehicle. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 6. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 6.
Environmental Health Department, Paul speaking.
Oh, hello. I wanted to report a vehicle that's been left parked near where I live. I think it's been abandoned. I wondered if the council could arrange to get it towed away. Have I got through to the right department?
Yes, you have. If I could just take a few details. Your name, please?
Mrs. Shefford.
Thank you.
It's not my vehicle, though. I just thought someone ought to report it.
No, that's fine. What I need to do is take some details first, then we can decide what to do about the problem.
Oh, I see.
So the next thing I need to know is your address.
Right, it's 41 Lower Green Street.
Yes.
Barrowdale. And the postcode's WH45JP.
Fine. And if I could just ask for a telephone number.
It's 01778-552387. I'm out quite a lot, but you can just leave a message on the answer phone if you need to. Or I could give you my mobile number.
That's all right, don't worry. Now, could you tell me a little more about this vehicle? You say it's been abandoned.
Well, it certainly looks like it.
Can you give me an idea of where it is?
Yes, it's near the main road that goes through Barrowdale.
Is that the A69?
Yes, that's right. Now, there's the primary school just towards the end of the village, and then next to that, next to the children's playground, there's a field, and it's in there.
Oh, I wonder how it got in there.
Well, there's a gate to allow farm machinery in and out. I thought something ought to be done about it. The children from the school might start playing in the vehicle and lock themselves in or something.
Yes, you are quite right to report it. And what type of vehicle are we talking about here?
It's a van, actually. You know, the sort with just a couple of little windows at the back.
Right. You don't happen to know the make and model, do you?
Oh, yes. I went and had a look and got all the details. I thought you might need them. I'm surprised the school hasn't contacted you about it. Anyway, I wrote the details down. Right. It's a Katala, and the model's a Flyer 2000.
Is that F-L-Y-E-R?
That's right.
Very good. And the colour?
Well, it's not all that easy to see because it's absolutely filthy. And actually, it looks as if it's had a paint job at some stage. It's blue, but you can just see white underneath where it's been scratched.
Right. Well, I'll just make a note of the present colour. And if you could just tell me the vehicle number. Did you make a note of that?
Oh, yes. It's S322GEC.
Okay.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 7 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 7 to 10.
And it sounds as if the general condition of the vehicle isn't too good, from what you say.
No, it's pretty poor. It wouldn't be drivable. It's got a flat tyre and there's a crack in the windscreen. I reckon someone just wanted to get rid of it.
That's usually the way.
It's been there for nearly a week. No, it must be 8 days. I remember it was a Sunday morning when I noticed it. It wasn't there the day before. I walk past it most days on the way to the shops. I'd have thought the school would have reported it.
Does the field actually belong to the school?
No, it's part of Hill Farm Estate.
Right. I'll just make a note of that. And I don't suppose you have any information about who might own the vehicle?
No, I've no idea. So what will you do now?
Well, we'll come and have a look and see if we can trace the owner. And if we can't, the vehicle will be removed as rapidly as the law permits. It could be anything up to 20 days.
One thing I should say, I'm quite sure this doesn't belong to anyone round here. I'd definitely recognise it if it was from someone who lived here.
So you don't think it was anyone local? Right. I'd say at a guess we're looking at a stolen vehicle here.
I did wonder if it might have been. You hear such a lot about car thieves nowadays.
Well, we certainly will be looking into that possibility. Anyway, thank you for contacting us, Mrs. Shefford, and we'll keep you informed of what happens.
Right. Thank you very much.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.